I'm sure you're saying.
And a limited generation.
No, you could just do it online. You're not going to go
back. All right, and then give credit. There's one class. What?
We'll help you either with Miami.
I'm just all living in Canada. What we're saying for 7 years, just living in Canada.
Not terrible. I was like, what should we ask? All right, so I'm like,
that the Mahalach are really avoiding the hole. The Kerech and the ammunition to avoid the whole Milchama, the whole Marocha. Negative the right, that's Torah, it's Limud HaTorah, with the Mesikus, with the connection to Torah. And she said that the Shleimus of that Indian is takes a certain Darga, a life's La Torah. That you come to a Darga of a Talmud Chacham that's limited Torah, the Mesikus, the Sipuk, that it's Mamali, call all of his Chuka. So the only one who could rely on that totally is a Talmud Chacham who could be Seimach on his Torah to a certain extent. So for us, Father, we can't be Seimach on that. We do have to use this, to use that, we do need to use that Koyach, and there's a Shem. Rabbi Ben Torah is slowly working on that. That's part of his hype. It's more as the years go by. And more of a kesher to miskasha, more of the Torah, and that's part of very chashuv koyach in our fight with the Yetzer Hara. So he said we can't rely on that. Therefore, we have to practice other tachbulos that are more face to face, than almost face to face, combat with the Yetzer Hara. So tonight we want to start with one Indian. We mark the ma'arim and say that from Shoyver. So, remember the way the Mesudr is that in the Ibiyar, like this year, so comes Shevim Tat. Comes and added two parishes, come on. Chumit Tetzad. And it's a Shaila. One of the Shailas is why Punk the Ibiyar, that I'm not going to get into now. I don't even know if I have a good job on it. Not for now. Chumit Tetzad Bechlal. What does the Chlal have to do with what does that have anything to do with? With Shevim. Shevim, we said the first week, is talking about the Seder of the Yetziyah in Mitzrayim, the Tyre from Mitzrayim. Chumat Tetzav is noch hazach. So there's a Nakuda here that has to do with us. We're going to try to bring out an avoid the Nakuda. The Mahalach HaDorom L'Chor is Alpiyah Ramban, very Chosh Ramban, beginning of Shmois, Nagdomet to Shmois. Ramban's bothered by, not exactly this question, a similar question. Ramban says that the Sefer Shmois is the Sefer of Gula. The Sefer of Golos and Gula. tells about the Golas of Klal Yisrael and the Gula from Klal Yisrael. And Mitoich Tvar, it says, but the Ramban in Kinnir was bothered by the Shaila, what is Truma Tetzave doing in Sefer Shemois? In Sefer Vayikra? What is Truma Tetzave doing in Sefer Shemois? The Lashon Ramban is like this. And part of Lashon Ramban. V'hinei ha-Golas inenu nishlam ad yoyim shuvam el mekoyimam. Golos means a yitzia from a makom. Golos means anuma is a certain matziv shleimus b'mkoyma, and it goes out from its makom. It's for golos. Zokter Ramban, the required in order to be a full gula of the golos is if they come back full circle to where they were before. A golos in initial mad yoyim shuvam el mekoyma vel ma'ilos avoyisam yeshuv. In this case, Klal Yisrael, the binyan of Klal Yisrael was from the office. Klal Yisrael from the Golas had to come back to Ma'ilus of the office. Av Mitzvah Yaakov. Kshiyotsu mi Mitzrayim, afal pi shiyotsu mi beis avodim, adayin yechoshvu goylim, means still in Golas, ki hoyu ba'oretz loy lohem nevuchim ba'midbor, u kishebo al har sina, v'osu ha'mishka, v'shov ha'kodesh boruch hu v'hishvesh kinosa b'neyem, this is the Ikonokudu. When they came to Har Sinai, they built the Mishkan. They made a Mishkan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought back his Shechina b'toich Klal Yisrael matzav of Hashoah's Shechina in a bias that was miyuchad for Hashem. Oz shavu el ma'ilas avoysam. That was the time when they came back full circle, and they came back totally to ma'ilas avoysam, which was what? Shoyosoid eloika olai ohaleim. It's a pasuk in Iyah. Eloika olai ohaleim. Which is a matzav of that there's an oil with the Shechina. V'heim ha-merkavim. It's the Nusach HaChazal. It's a Chazal used by the Ovis. That hein hein ha-merkavim. That was the matziv of the Ovis. When Klal Yisrael came back to that matziv, which was a matziv of the Shechina b'toicha, oz nechshu v'gula. Ad kan divrei. Ramban, v'yadzim l'chein nishlam ha-sefer hazeh v'shlima in ha-mishkan v'yizkavar Hashem mali yoseh tomi. Having covered Hashem b'toy Klal Yisrael in the matzav of Tvidus, that was the full circle. That was the gemara of the Gula. Unyaneinu, we're talking about Shoivim. We said then the idea of Shoivim is the Tyra, the process of what's what I'm called Hibadlus, the Hibadil from Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael was in a matzav that they were b'toy Tumas Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Gula was a slow process of ridding and cleansing Klal Yisrael in a matzav. That they were misrachik from the Tumas Mitzrayim, which be'ikr is Tumas Arayis Erev Asa Oretz. That's the spitz of to Mitzvah involves dafka when there's a matzav of shechina, of a mishkan, a migdash, a shechina, a makim, mekudesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The yibadlus, the separation from Tumas Mitzrayim, it's not enough that you separate and you're not shakua in the Tumas Mitzrayim. The Gemar HaDavar is only when there's a binyan HaMishkan, when there's a binyan HaMishkan, when there's a mokum HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what we want to try to be mavar a little bit. Tonight we want to talk about Kedusha. Then in the Avoida, in the Mechamas of Yitzhak Arayas, we need to use something called Kedusha. And without that, when we're dealing with, again, the Mechama, the head-on battle with the Yetzirah of Arayas Befrat, so there's a Mechai for Kedusha. I'm going to try to be Mavar this a little bit, to bring it down to an avoid the Dekan Kedusha. The Mekar HaDvarim B'chalal, and there's a Yichud, there's an Inyan that the Kedusha, the Sugi of Tumas Arayas, needs kedusha. In the beginning of parshas Kedoshim, Rashi, the beginning of parshas Kedoshim, Shem Chazal. Tzivri, every yid, ready when he's 13 years old, he has the tzivri, the mitzvahs of the Torah. Kedoshim til. Dabar el kol al das min Yisrael, v'amart aleim kedoshim tiyu, ki kodesh ani Hashem elekech. What does it mean kedoshim tiyu? So Rashi, avi prushim min harayis, hu min havei. Shekol mokom shata moitze god der erva ata moitze kedusha. Parsha before kedushin, the end of Achrei Mois, and the end of kedushin is talking about Arayas. In the middle comes the chtiva of kedushin. Rashi learns that kedusha is being magadir yourself, being purish yourself from Arayas. That's a gedder of erva. Rashi brings two makaris, two dugmoises. Isha zayna v'chalola, just talking about tzivuyim to a koyim, that he's not allowed to marry Yishazaynu Chalola, Ani Hashem Mekadeshka. B'loi Yichal Zaroi, Ani Hashem Mekadeshka. Rashi brings a few makaris by a koyim we find, Bezunder, the Indian of Kedusha mentioned, Bekesher to being Magadir, being Purish from Arayas. So we see that what is needed in order to be Purish from Arayas, and actually it's mashm even more, that this is the first definition of what Kedusha is. This is like almost this essence of Kedusha. Avada Kedusha has other expressions. But the essence of Kedusha, you find Ayidei Geder Erva. You find Ayidei Erva. It's Zelu Umazel. So Baruchim over here says, Gaval Begar. Baruchim over here in Dastur. This is, you want to be Marachan tonight. Baruchim says, it seems to be from this Rashi, from this Chazal, we see a deher in the Muhammad attack in the Yitzhar, against the Yitzhar of Arayas. It says, against most Averis, it's a Muhammad of Seichel. Seichel, the Yitzhar, the Yitzhar, the Seichel, connected the Guf, connected the Yitzhar, connected the Dimyan. You don't find Zabdu Abiruchim that we find that Kol Makam Shata Moitze Geder Gneva Ata Moitze Kedusha. No one says that in order to be a Gandav, you need Kedusha. A person with a Seichel Ayosha, working with the seichel is clear enough, and the seichel shaylet of the mensch, he could be zoiche too, mimenatzel from gneva. So to midas, the Ruchim says also, even though you need maybe sometimes more than seichel, you need zachus, you need certain mimetaher, the midas of the person, but you don't need kedusha, you don't find kedusha. We find over here in Rashi and Chazal that for the sugi of Arayas Kinnira, it's not enough to be a bar seichel. Seichel, which we're going to talk about, definitely is going to come into the Mechama Arayas, but you cannot rely on Seichel in order to rid yourself and empower yourself from Yitzhar Arayas. The only way to do that is Kedusha. And his Lashon is that without Kedusha, Vaisa is going to be a Mushchas Arayas. Without Kedusha, relying on Seichel itself, there's no way to save yourself from Arayas. Kol Mokon, Shata Moitze Geda Erva, Ata Moitze Kedusha. Dosh Tein Chazal. We want to try to mavar that a little bit. What is Kedusha? Kedusha we saw a little bit. We spoke about on the Tzad HaRa. We spoke about the Tzad HaRa, to Tumas Arayas. What Tumas Arayas does to a person is that it's pirates called gvulis. It's pirates. It breaks all the musik of boundaries in a human being's life. And it's mafkiya, the ganze midas, destroys, it's machri, the midah of kviyas nemesh. And we saw then And the Reishis Chachma, is Magdir, what is the word Kedusha? Reishis Chachma says Kedusha, the meaning of Kedusha is that a person makes a Gvul that he shouldn't spread out past that Gvul, past that boundary to a Mokhoi Mchor. Kedusha is Yachdus. Kedusha is Gvulois in order to be Meyachid, designate something, to have boundaries. You find the Chazal, Mishnah, and Kehlin. Asar Kedushas, Eish. There's Asar Kedushas. If you go through those Kedushas, each one of those Kedushas, Be'etzem, is a Mechitza, Lefnimi Mechitza. Is Eretz Yisrael. Shalayim, Mechayma, Arbayis, Mechulei, 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 Kodesh Kadosh. Each one has Mechitzas. Everyone has Mechitzas, and each one of them, the Mishnah says, there's a certain person who is permitted to go into the previous Mechitza, they can't go into the next Mechitza. Gedorim, what does it mean? Not everything is allowed in. Not everything is allowed in. A gedor is a gvul, and it's not hefker. There's a gedor, and there's a gvul. Kedusha, the aleph base of Kedusha is about setting gedorim in a person's mitzvahs and a person's life. That means, we're not holding yet by doing the avera or not doing the avera. That's l'chor seichel should be able to be mafkin. I'm not going to go actually look where am I supposed to look. Holding before that. Holding shmir seinayim. You're walking in the streets, there's no riyah surah, there's nothing in front of you. But there's a musig that a person has together. His eyes aren't hefker. His eyes aren't hefker. He can't look wherever he wants. There's a certain magazine that someone has, Nadira, and he says, I'm not going to look at there. There's something usher there. I don't even know. I don't know if there's something usher there. But that type of magazine, there's a chance, there's a maybe. I'm not even going to go there. That's a gether. We're talking about gether, that's what a gether is, a gvul. A gvul is, if we're talking about what the issa is in front of you, you're not being over the issa, that's not a gvul. It's not a gvul. That's not doing the dover also. A gvul and a gedder is when you set boundaries me'ikara before the dvar isser is lefanecha. When there's a tzad isser, which is b'etzem always in life, there's always kamat somewhere around you, a tzad isser. So there has to be set gedorim in life. Now, we'll see a little bit more about Hemshah. But there's a tremendous problem and a difficulty in Avodah and the Koichas HaNefesh when we're dealing with the Sugya of Gedar. This is the Aleph Beis of Kedusha, and this is one of the major Nekudas in the Sugya and the Mechama Keneged Yisra Darais. That a person is required to set up his life, the opposite of what we spoke about a few weeks ago, that you're a half-critical person and have no Kvias. He has to start making Kvias and start making Gedarim in his life. Make Gedarim. In the Koichas HaNefesh, this creates a tremendous friction. Gedarim in a person's life, they bring out the Koyach HaMarid in a person. Tremendous, in a tremendous way, bring out a Koyach HaMarid. The Yetzirah is willing to listen, Ki'ilu, he's willing to accept. When it comes to me, calm down. When it comes to a real Yisra Halacha, you know, so then I'm gonna be perished. But now, already before, I shouldn't look at a magazine, because maybe, tremendous Koyach restriction. Tremendous, whatever, cool, almost like there is claustrophobia in a physical way. So, the nefesh of a person, because all of a person, when you start giving a gedarim, when you start saying the rules, I can't look wherever I want, I can't listen to whatever I want, I can't have every type of computer that I want. Gedarim start bounding a person, binding a person, and that brings out a tremendous koyach merid in a person, and that brings out a tremendous friction in a man. That's the difficulty of gedarim. That could affect the person as a maimon muskah. It could affect the person two ways. It could have a very detrimental effect on the person to the whole sugya when the koyach merida comes out, or even when the regular bacher just Tom says he doesn't have koyach for gedarim. Maybe he doesn't use gedarim because he doesn't want to deal with it. So why have gedarim? We want to try to dig deeper. Maybe get a little more. What the side of maybe again there is a little bit, and then avoid the oifin. How to discover maybe a little bit what is the whole musig of gedarim. There's a mistake being made. And the mistake is that the natural way a person looks at a gedder is, the pshat is, I am forcing myself to give up on something, to give up on a certain freedom. Be'etzem, because not to be nechshol, that's all it is. And I'm forcing myself not to look, not to be open to look, not to have even that type of computer. Why can I go on this power of a program, because I might come to this other program. Well, wait, I'll control myself. Why should I give up? To give up on that because maybe I'm going to come up with an answer. He looks at it as a sugi of vitur. But the etzem, the sugi of gedorim, the sugi of gedusha is a much higher sugi, it's a much more higher sugi. So you want to start, open up the sugi. Gemara in Saita. It's the Gemara. Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is probably the obvious of the Midas Kedusha. Sram Kadoshim is called Yitzvah Tzadik and Midas Yisoid. That's the Midah of Kedushin, the Sram Kadoshim. State in the shlemus of Yitzvah Tzadik in this Avodah was with the Ma'is of Paitifer, Eshet Paitifer. State in Chazal, you do all that. Ba'isim Ma'isa, fi at least one Tana over here. So Yosef HaTzadik was ready to be chayte. Actually, going to be marach moi. There was the shenus pasha that a human being cannot be oimidin. After I don't remember how long it was, Chazal, maybe months and months and months of the shenus, he came to a point where he wasn't able to be oimidin. They say Zon Chazal, that's this part's famous. That it was here's loy saw in the chaloyin. There's near loy the most yukne shalav. But Shtein Chazal hemshich to that. Shtein Chazal is like. Ba'is Hashem, ba'as Dukne Shalav v'Niras Leib Bechaloi. Amarloi, his father, the Demus of his father, said, told him something. Amarloi, Yosef, Asidin Achicha sheyichtevu al Avne Eifod. Ato beinayim. Ritzoincha sheyimcha shimcha mi beinayim. V'tikre royas noyes zoynes. Said, on the Chayishin, the Chayin Gadol wears. The lave of the Kohen Gadol, which is Libo Shel Klal Yisrael, he wears the Chayshin. So on each one of the stones, it was written one of the Shemus of the Shvatim. And Yosef said, "Your name is supposed to be written on that stone. You want us to erase your name from that? Instead, we're going to call you a Roya Zaynus. Tichsiv a Roya Zaynus Yoyvad Hoy Miyad Vateisha Beis and Kashta Yolang Chazal." That was when he cut himself and he got the koyach. He got the koyach to miskabah Beis and Aras. What was looking at? What was the Yisoid? What was he telling him? Telling him about Chazal. Pshat Zayit. This is one of the Kudas of Midas Kedusha. Midas Kedusha, the Pshat is, Yosef HaTzadik, you are destined for Godless. You are destined for Godless. What does it mean, Shimcha is supposed to be Nichtav on one of the Avarim? You are one of the Yisoidis of Klal Yisrael. Yisoidis of Klal Yisrael. You're destined for Godless, not Stan. Something special. You want to lose that. A person who wants Kedusha, so the sugya of his yachdos, the sugya of being special and being unique and being destined, requires that you remove yourself from other things. If you are going to give in to and let yourself open to all these alis min alamini taivas, it's not shaykh for you to be miyuchad anymore. It's not a sugya of isser veheter. It's a sugya of being special, being destined, being designated. The Cheftza, there's many examples of this around the world. Anytime someone wants to be special, the taitch of being special is that it's not stam. Today we have an expression, stam, not stam. What's stam? Stam is not special. That's what it is. The second, the essence of being special is hisyachtos, gvulois, that you can't just go do anything. Take, I'm saying, different examples, but you have somebody, you know, everyone has sometimes in the family, sometimes it's in a chassidus, a certain child is destined to be the Rebbe. People have this in the family. That kid, we know, he's something special. We don't let him just go to anywhere. We're not going to let him go to any friends. We're not going to let him from when he's young already. We're going to watch him. He's something special. You can't just let him go anywhere. He has to be watched. That is the definition of something special. There's so many Dugmois, and the more kadosh, the more meyuchad something is, the more he can't be. Give many dugmois over, you know, somebody who's. I remember once talking to Rosh Hashiva Zichron Elvracha, we were talking, trying to put together a certain chabura. We talked about a certain Talmud Chacham. Rosh Hashiva said, "No, he's not for that chabur. He's something special. You have to reserve him. He's you know." That means the more somebody is something special, the more he can't be used. Even when talking about Chalal, they were still there. Chashav Chabur, but he has to be Magid. He has to be Rosh Yeshiva. He's not. The more something is Miyuchad, he has to be set aside. He has special dar. A Koyin, that's Taka the Lashon Rashi. A Koyin has Yisurin that Yisrael doesn't have. He can't marry certain things. Certain things that Kanira in the Mareches HaKadusha are more sensitive. Kanira, the Isurim that a Kohen has, somebody is on a higher level of Kadusha, already a little bit of a stia, a little bit of going off this yachtas already by him as a bittul on his kedusha. The more meyuchad you want to be, the more yisum. We call them yisum, but merely the more you have to watch yourself. That is the taich of what kedusha is, and that's what caught Yosef. Yosef was saying, you could decide: are you going to be special, or are you going to be stam? It was worse than stam. This is the sugya. That's lefaneinu. This is the sugya of kedusha. This is the sugya of kedusha. If we develop this in our koichas nefesh and we realize, we get to the basic, one of the aleph bases, everyone starts at the sugya of, in the yitzhak derayis, shmir senai. And the Balei Avodah say, the masmech, it's the smach, it's not the chapshat, but the pasuk by Ma'is with Yehud and Tamar, ayei kadei shehi beinai, Lashon the pasuk, ayei kadei shehi beinai, I'm talking to Balei Avodah. The first sugya of kedusha, it starts with einai, it starts with shmir senai. But this sugya of shmir senai, which is so difficult, it's so easy. Most people, their whole life, they work. Their eyes are open. Their eyes are open. Like I said, Avada, when it comes to time to look at the bad thing. But there are certain people who they have gedar. They walk and they are able to say, I can't just look anywhere. I can't look again. It starts really earlier. It starts even when you're not only in the street. It starts which magazines you have in your house, which newspapers you have in your house, which books you look at. It starts obviously which computers and which programs and which phones and all other things you have. But there are certain people who have, they have gedarim, this shmir seinai. But to realize, there's not a sugya of vitur, I'm giving up because the Torah tells me. I am deciding how special I want to be, or how pasha I want to be. What do you want to be? The Ravid, let's see, for Baal Nefesh, we mentioned this once. The Ravid has a same Baal Nefesh, and the same Baal Nefesh, he has a Shai Kedusha. So say this gedolim in the Yonim. So he mentions, he says that the mensch is going to watch his eyes. Nimsa libo yisham. Through watching his eyes, the first thing is watching your eyes. Your lev, which controls your machshavas, is also going to be protected. Umitoich sheye einov velibo yishmurim. Nimsa kulo yisham. Once his eyes and he's hardly watched, he's protected, he's safe, he's protected, he's watched. This sugi of shmir is what we're talking about. What does it mean, shamer? You shamer something that's special. And he fears that it's a little bit of the richas, he fears that the etzim is chazal, it's based on a pasuk in Mishlei. T'no b'ni libcha li v'einecha darchai titzurena. V'omar, it's Yerushalmi in Brochus. Havli libcha v'einecha v'ano yodo da'adili. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, he tells us, Shmuley, give me your heart, give me your eyes, and I'll know that you're mine. What does this mean? This is our secret, this is our secret. Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling you, give me your heart and your mind, because you have to decide. If you want to decide that you're mine, you're meyuchet to me, we're going to have a relationship. And a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu is kefi how much you're designated, and you reserve yourself on Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to reserve yourself, and you have to make yourself special. You have to watch your eyes. Your eyes can't be open to be seen, to maybe seeing things that are going to ruin and going to taint your relationship with me. If you give me your heart and your eyes, then I know that you're mine. So this is the hatsa a little bit in the avodah d'goyfen of how to work on the sugya of gedar. But this is, we have to mean, we have a problem with this. And this is what we have to work on, is that you have to have a shaychus to your own godless. To believe that you could have kedusha, to believe that you could have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you're destined for something special with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you could be Li, the Ati Li. You have to believe in yourself and believe you have a Kedusha. Just like Rashi over there, Kedoshim to you, every single mitzvah in the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah Kedoshim to you. When a Koyin is mitzvah to be Mekadosh himself by not marrying a Grusha, a Zoyin of Chalala, Mechal Zara. The pshat is that develops or is kedusha, or pshat is a kohen has kedusha. A kohen was created, was born with a certain kedusha, and he has to keep that kedusha. That kedusha, not profane. We call it profane that kedusha by keeping the zehiras that Hakadosh Baruch Hu said. Avada the second pshat. Avada, he has the kedusha. The same way when Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh, every yid and klal yisrael kedoshim tiyu means every yid and klal yisrael has a potential and a connection kedusha. He has the godless within him to be Noki from Arayis. To be Noki from Arayis, to live a life in Kedusha, which in the Goyish world, in the human world, is Betzim Mufka, it's unheard of. You saw the Archaim Kaddish weeks ago, it's not heard of. In a regular world, in a regular person, it's not heard of. Go around, it's not heard of. A human being who has walked around the world, he's no good on the rise, he's no good. That's that. But this Musa being Kedusha, being zoned off, being reserved, being designated for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, living a life of Kedusha with Gedarim, every Yid has a Shaykhis to him. He's Mitzvah Kedushim to you, not that just shafts the Kedusha, that watches our Kedusha, that retains our Godliness. You're there. You have it. You have that, the Dili. You have it. You could be Milgyayne Shalmelech, Shalmelech, Melech, Malchem, Lochem. You have to just watch it. Watch your Einayim. Watch your Einayim, and through that, your Lev will be Shomer, and your entire Lev will be Shomer. So this is the Sugya coming back to what we started from. This is the Sugya Boifim Prati, and this is the idea. The Mishkan was in Klal Yisrael, a Mokam Miyuchad, to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so Miyuchad. It was so Miyuchad, that was the whole Mikdash. You had to have a Duki to come to the Kodesh Gadoshim. Even before the Kodesh, Kiddush, Eglayim, Eglayim, you have to mazmin yourself to come into that place. It was a mokum that any type of tumah, any type of something that could be a possible a havamina, a tzad sofik of a stira to the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't allowed there. It was yichud achar yichud, which required mechitza achar mechitza achar mechitza. So too in our geula, in our personal geula, in our avodah shavim, this is shuma tetzaveh. We must, before, we're going to talk about the seichel. We're going to need the seichel, we're going to use the seichel also. But the seichel by itself is not going to be able to conquer. And the lashon of Yochum over there is because the koyach of the Yitzhahar is such a taiva, that's such a strong taiva that's in the koyaches and nefesh of a person. It's a midah ba'adam. So he's not able to conquer it totally with the seichel. There has to be a kedusha, there has to be gedarim in him with which ward off and zone off and don't allow that chelik of him that pulls him to taiva, that don't allow it to be misparitz. He needs kedusha, he needs to be meyached a mokum within himself. And that every bacher here and every human being, every yidin klal yisrael has to be mispainin in himself and realize that he could have something meyuchad, he could have something meyuchad to Kadosh Baruch Hu that's telling him he has to be shayim. Manifloim divrei ha-nefesh ha-chayim, you're doing. In Perek Dalet, in Sherek Sha'al of Perek Dalet, Reb Shechaim, who's talking about at the beginning of the Sefer, is being shtelling avek, the godless of human being. Now, human being in his Olam HaKotan, in his proteistic guf, the metzias of a human being, and the metzias and the bria of a human being. So he's connected, kol olamos, and then he goes to saying that he's connected the Mishkan, he's connected the Migdosh, connected the Mishkan. And he says the following, Gam al zois yechrad leiva oda me'am ha-koydesh. Shu koilel b'tavnisoi kol ha-koiches ve'lomais kulam. Va'alev shela odom em sa'isa de gufa, the lev of the person which is the merkaz, the center of the human being. Hu klolias ha-kol. It includes everything. That is keneged, in the Mikdash, it's keneged base kodshei kadoshim, which is the yisoid of the world, Evan Shasiyah, that is the yisoid, that is the foundation of the world, that's the kolis of the world. Koilel kol shorshei mekara kadushis kemoyu. V'romzu Chazal b'zeh b'mishne b'perek tefilas ha-shachar g'val l'geremez ha-chazal. Chazal b'roche say, Yichavin es liboy. When a person is mechavin, it's in which direction he should direct his heart, he should direct himself in tefillah. Chazal say, Yishin mechavin es liboy k'neged beis kodshei k'doshim. B'zok te b'chaim l'oshim l'gdo remez there. That your lev is k'neged the beis kodshei k'doshim. And he says b'hemshech, okay. The lave of a person, the machshav is the lave and the seichel person alike. They're like maraglim. They wander. When they start wandering to think about machshava asheloi tahora beniyuf rachmanu l'slam. This is what you were talking about. A machshava hero binyani's nusvarais. Hare umachnis zoyna semel hakina beveis kodshi hakadoshim ha'elyon neira b'ilamas elyonim hakadoshim chasashon. If we follow this parallel, that our lev is connected to Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's as if, the analogy is, if you brought a zayin to base Kodesh HaKadoshim. U'magbir rachmanu l'tzloim koichis ha-tumah v'asitra achra v'base Kodesh HaKadoshim el-yoyim harbe yoyser v'yoyser v'mashen nigram hiskarbus koich ha-tumah ayodei titus ba'atzioi zayinah v'base Kodesh HaKadoshim v'migdosh mat. As everyone knows, as I'll say, titus took a zayinah v'base Kodesh HaKadoshim. Anyone who would see the thought would Pasha would go out of his cave. He wouldn't be able to handle that vision before. Zog to Nefesh HaChaim, what you really are doing when you enter a Machshav Azor into your lave is Be'etzem. You're bringing, understand, this is the Sherish of the Olamas. The Olam HaKatan is the Sherish of all Olamas. The Olam is the Sherish of all Olamas. So Be'etzem, you are entering the Davar Tomeh, Davar Tzayisr, the Yichud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Kodesh Kadosh. These are obviously Dvorim Gvoyim, but this is the Mahalach. A person who works in the sugya, he's safe, he could get to this. If someone who realizes he works on this sugya, he could. There's an ein dargis of kedusha. The Aleph Beis is to start with regular gedarim. A person could go weiter. I don't remember now in the schayis, but you do a ma'oid. One of the things of Asher is shlita. He talks about one of the things that he was there, that he's zer, he's muflig ma'oid in the sugya of kedusha. Many times, I can't remember the examples, but many times in the Gea, the sugya is taking chances, taking buses, taking taxis, taking this. What's he worried about? He's worried. They're talking about this. There's a sugya of Kodesh Kadosh. There's ad ein darkness to how much a person could be miyachid himself. If I want to be miyuchid, I want to carry Dvar Hashem. I want to be a person who's connected to Dvar Hashem. I want my heart to be connected to Dvar Hashem. I want to be connected in a special way to Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's ad ein darkness. How much a person can be yach himself, okay? We're not holding maybe in the highest darkest. But Aleph Beis is the sugyas of Vulis. In this we need a godless. At Kama the Yitzhara tells you shuffle. Anyways, you shuffle. It's Gemara, I forgot to mention. Gemara and Gittin. Call Gemara for them. I mentioned the taste of the sugyas get cotton. Gemara and Gittin, Dav Yud Gimel says that an Eved, if you zeich in a shikra for an Eved, not a schus for an Eved. Why? I hear a matir ben mevascher. Teretz says avda befkeri nichalei. He'd rather be befkeris. He'd rather be have live a life in befkeris. Zilalei, shchichalei, pritzalei. Three lashonos. Zilalei, it's cheap. Shchichalei, it's motzi. When everyone's pritzalei, it's paris. They go together. An eved, part of an eved is a shuffle. An eved is a shuffle. He's meshubit someone else. He's not even a mensch. He has no godless. He shuffled, he zilalei, he shchichalei, he spritzalei. Someone who doesn't realize he has a godless and he could be something special. So then, the Yitzhar is going to have him. He's open, hefker, seder. What am I reserving myself for? What am I destining myself for? What am I closing myself off for? There's nothing there for. We have to work on connecting to our godless, realizing that we all have potential for godless. That will lead us, that will give us a mahalach, a possibility to work on what could allow us, and avoid this, okay, because I never should work on Kedusha. This is what we feed the Yitzhar. It's not a sugi of just not being mavater. We're not being mavater because it's Asar. We're deciding, who are you in life? Someone who wants to be designated something special, you can't be all over the place. You want to be a king, you want to be a queen, you can't go anywhere. You're something special. That's what we have to decide. That's the sugi. The sugi of Shmir and Seinayim is a sugi of deciding who you are. This is part of the process, is Rabbi Yochanan saying, this is basic nekuda in the sugya of Melchamas Yetzer HaRayis. We must have Kedusha. We must have Gvulas. Seichel itself is not enough. We must have Gvulas, which will create a Makom Miyuchan by us in the Adam HaProti, which is connected to Mishkan, which was the Gemara Geula from Tumas Mitzrayim.